Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, coming at you on a very sad day because I pre-ordered the sort of fairly anticipated Ghost Runner, something that's been over on PC, in regards to you could play a demo of it back in May. Full release was last night, midnight launch. Got there, looking forward to it. Cyberpunk-style ninja running game. Titanfall 2-style ninja running game. And it's abysmal on PS4, to be honest. It's completely abysmal. Now, the whole thing with this, I feel really bad in regards to sticking the knife in, but it's also valid. I feel bad because it's a small indie dev. It's a little indie dev from Poland called One More Life, and I mean, it's incredible they got the game out. You know, just being able to get anything over the finish line is great, especially when it looks this good on Xbox and PC. But the PS4 version, as you can see in the footage, something is drastically wrong with this version of the game, to the point where I think it's worth bringing up, because all of the advertising, the marketing, is all based around the PC version, the one that looks like way better, like in terms of texture detail, the frame rates, you know, the lighting effects, everything else. Like I said, the launch version, the PC and Xbox look fine. Even on Switch, it's acceptable enough. But the version that's on PS4 is, like I said, not the one that's in the marketing materials. And also, all the reviews on IGN, GameSpot, across the board, are all based on the PC version. So mm-hmm. I very much feel the same way the fandom does, or anyone, any of the consumers that are now doing the rounds on like social media and everything, feeling pretty damn deceived by it, because it's not at all what was advertised. And, you know, even if you look at this, version at all, it just isn't playable. It looks terrible. There's screen tearing. There's all these different graphical glitches. There's lots of jagged effects. Anti-aliasing isn't on and things like that. I just think it's abysmal. So I want to get the word out. And even if this results in some sort of general awareness raising that helps get a patch out, at least that can do something. Because I have been in touch with the Ghost Runner Twitter and just said, look, do you guys have any comment on this? And it was just fill out the bug form, the bug report. Yeah. And it's like, cool, I guess we'll do that then. But what's your thoughts? Because you've seen the footage as well.
Well, yeah, it's a funny thing, Scott, because I mean, you came in this morning and you were like, right, Josh, this is absolutely abysmal. We're going to have to do news in it. And I was like, Scott, lad, it's probably all right. You know what I mean?
It's probably all right.
Me as a bad friend, it's not that I didn't believe you. I just thought, how bad could it be?
Who were you?
But then I spent most of the morning.
Carry on.
I spent most of the morning checking out footage. And yeah, it is bad. It is not very good at all. And no. I do think you're right that, you know, all of the reviews for the PC version, all of the footage pre-release has been kind of like PC, and that looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. Like, there's nothing wrong with prioritizing a certain platform before launch. But when you're kind of, you don't have any footage about the PlayStation 4 version, or you're not being totally clear about just how bad that is going to run in mm-hmm. comparison, like, you get a lot of people's hopes up. You get a lot of people buying into it just to experience the game. And yeah, graphics aren't everything, but when you have a game like this that starts, you know, dropping frames and the gameplay itself becomes impacted because it's not optimized for the console it's running on, that's when it becomes like a major problem. And like you said, you know, you just sort of feel a little bit scammed because this is a game you're looking forward to. It's a game you want to champion. Like you said, like, when this is completely not a personal thing. I hope the dev team, you know, manages to fix the problems, and I hope it succeeds on the platforms it properly works on. But you can't help but feel a little bit miffed if, like you, if you're buying into a console version of it, not knowing knowing all of this information in advance and expecting something far beyond what you actually got in the end.
Well, the thing is, like, it's worth saying that obviously the game is only £25, and like, and obviously on the UK store, and that's that, you know, brings with it itself in regards to some relaxed expectations and things like that. I think we'd be remiss to not point this stuff out, because if it was Bethesda, EA, 2K, mm-hmm. someone where, you know, they have a more established reputation, it's therefore assumed that it's more valid to poke fun, like, you know, to poke fun, to point those things out in the likes of Fallout 76 or whatever, when those games don't live up to that assumed reputation. Obviously, like I said, it's forgiven, quote unquote, to some degree, because this is an indie team. I think it's one of their first ever releases. It is published by 505 Games, who, you know, did Control and stuff like that. So there is an inbuilt level of expectation. But I just think the base problem for me is that it was one version of the game that was advertised, and the PS4 one is just so below any state of acceptability. Like I said, there's just, it looks abysmal. Like, you know, you've got full on screen tearing, dropped frames. It isn't very playable. And like I said, when you have other platforms that are kind of, you know, holding the bar up, especially on Xbox and PC, it just stands out. It stands out as a version of the game that is still sold for the same price that isn't living up to that expectation. And mm-hmm. I think that's just worth pointing out on a sheer consumer level. Like, obviously, personally, I'm annoyed, but I think that even if we saw this, like I said, if it was a different company, we'd still be pointing out that the version of the game that was advertised versus the one you're paying for is not the same. And I think that that's a problem. And so, like, yeah, like, I know, I hope that, you know, you obviously want to point out that you hope that they get stuff right and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it results in some sort of awareness raising thing. But yeah, I guess, like, it's a wider conversation on, you know, I thought we were past this. I think that's another thing, is that in regards to the way that the generation's gone, like, I don't know if you're the same, in regards to, you just assume that the version you're seeing in trailers and stuff is going to somewhat live up to the one that you can buy. It's not like this built-in caveat of, like, well, it's the PC version and we're not going to get that. Like, mm-hmm. I thought we got past that with the likes of The Witcher 3 and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I thought we were sort of beyond having such an extensive disparity between the sort of platforms, at least one that isn't kind of properly conveyed before release, because, like you said, there are a certain amount of expectations. And when it comes to this game in particular, to be honest, Scott, right, when it comes to Ghost Runner, like, I've only ever heard you talking about it and the guys at Digital Foundry when they've been doing their breakdowns and ray tracing and what to expect for the next gen and stuff, because mm-hmm. obviously it looks lush on PC, but outside of that, like, I hadn't heard much about it. So if you are just kind of like a casual player, or you're a casual sort of, you're casually interested in the title after seeing a trailer or something, and then you go onto the store and you realize it's quite cheap, you're like, wow, you have a certain level of expectation, and then it's just sort of completely smashed. And I do think that, you know, going into the next gen especially, this stuff needs to be kind of clearly marketed or clearly signposted in advance, because where obviously this is between PC and consoles, but you don't want to set any kind of like precedent going forward, any sort of level of expectation of what you can achieve out of a PlayStation 5, you know, because a lot of PlayStation 5 games are going to be backwards compatible to PlayStation 4. You need to have both of those different versions of the game out before launch, so you can clearly see what it is you're getting, so you don't have these situations where you're expecting next gen features that just not only aren't possible in current gen, but also other parts are going to be completely stripped back to the point where, in this case, it almost looks like a Switch port than it does
it really
an
does.
Actual PS4
like, it
Pro.
It really feels
PS4
like they
game.
Maybe prioritized the Switch version. And I can't believe that that's honestly true, but it does feel like you took the Switch version. Like, if you play something like L.A. Noire or something that was made for a full console experience, you play it on Switch and then you dock the Switch, it looks like stretched and you start seeing all the jagged edges and things like that. There's always artifacting and, you know, things that prove that you're playing something that maybe the Switch quote-unquote can't handle. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's gone back and forward depending on which game you look at, but it just does stand out as something that hasn't been optimized for the platform. And like, but it does feel potentially like they focused on the Switch version, for whatever reason the Xbox one is fine, and then PC is solid too. For whatever reason, the PS4 version is just not up to snuff whatsoever. In regards to the marketing and the way that the actual rollout of the game happened, PSU, PlayStation Universe, put their I think this stands for PlayStation Universe, it's PSU.com, did a write-up saying like, oh, we haven't done a PS4 review because review codes weren't available, and that just sort of like plays into the availability of, you know, getting eyes on the product beforehand, because like I said, all the reviews are based around the PC version. And even to this day, there's a few to this moment or whatever, there's a few that have gone up in the last sort of half an hour that are still the PC version. And I feel like I just want to get the word out that there's something drastically wrong with the PS4 one, that they, you know, maybe haven't fully intentionally hidden or whatever, but the reality is that people don't know what they're buying on PS4 in regards to how it looks in the adverts. So yeah, It's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're getting a sort of a taste of PC players' medicine at this point, because for most of like the years when it comes to, you know, the big AAA games, when they come out on PC, sometimes they're absolute crap shows. You know, remember Arkham Knight back in the day? Like, that ran like absolute arse on PC, and then WB just took ages to getting around to fix it. I'm not even sure if it is fixed to this day, to be honest, because they didn't prioritize it.
They abandoned it and refunded people and apologized. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it sort of feels like a similar situation here, but reversed for once. It's very rare that we get, you know, a console game that isn't optimized first and foremost, at least at launch. You know, usually if it's not ready, it's like delayed further down the line. Maybe they could have delayed it for like next gen consoles to have closer parity or something. And it is like you said, yeah, it's not, we don't want to just sort of jump on here and kind of like bash a game, but it is completely valid to be aware of what you're actually buying. Like, if you want to still support this game, like, totally awesome. Just be aware of the version you're getting compared to what you might think you're going to be getting.
Yeah, and like I said, in regards to the next-gen stuff, they put a post out the other week or whatever saying that they are doing a PS5 Xbox Series X version next year. It's a free update, which is great, but because the publisher is 505, I just wonder if they've had any influence on, you know, prioritize this over this, because 505 are the ones who are forcing people to buy Control all over again if you want to have the next gen version, and it seemed like they were kind of getting a bit too much involved in the developer side of things, and in this regard it's a free update, but in regards to prioritizing, you know, the current versions, was there something said back, you know, behind the scenes or whatever, that was like, prioritize the Switch, make sure the PC version is solid because that's the one that we're showing off and that's the one that the marketing's based around, and PS4 can just be released because whatever. I just don't think it's on, and I think that although I'm personally annoyed by it, I still view it this, you know, big consumer issue, because like I said, the version of the game that's in the advertising to this minute is not the one at all that you're going to be playing if you buy it on PS4. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Have you been following Ghost Runner for a while, or maybe it wasn't on your radar whatsoever? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Scott, this headset is like pulling my skin away like the woman in Brazil.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.